Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about giving Jews money. Well, let's go. Yeah, check this out. These are one of Donald Trump's ancestors. His name is Fred C. Trump, who donated the land for the Talmud Torah of the Beach Haven Jewish Center and blah 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 whatever, discusses the impressive future with the assemblage at last week's groundbreaking. So yes, they've been giving money to Jewish people for a very long time. Yes, and tradition still continues. What do I mean? Yes, you know the Department of Homeland Security gave $96 million to Jewish organizations? Yeah, let me bring up the article. Yes, that's what we really need to do. Give Jews more money, even though they were the ones started shit, right? Yes, it says DHS awards $94 million in grants to help protect 512 Jewish faith-based organizations from targeted violence and terrorism. Yes, this was from June 27th of 2025. Yes, these guys are starting all kinds of bullshit, but yet we have to give them more money because why not, correct? Yes, it says, following the terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, and the murder of two Israeli embassy staffers, DHS is working to counter the concerned rise in anti-Semitic violence and terrorism. Yes, these guys are doing douchebaggery, and yet they want more money, because the government is stupid and we need to suck Jew dick. Just my opinion, but whatever, right? Washington. Today, the Department of Homeland Security announced it's awarding $94 million to over 512 Jewish faith-based organizations across the United States through its National Security Supplemental. This is bullshit, but we're doing this, correct? Yes. This money is part of the nonprofit security grant program. Will be used to help these organizations harden their defenses against attacks, which they are starting. Yes, thank you. This allocation comes after a terrorist attacked demonstrations with a flamethrower and Molotov cocktails in an event in support of hostages in Gaza. Oh, they were throwing Molotov cocktails and flamethrower? Well, gee, you've been burning people up for a while, so yeah, quid pro quo, right? Anyways, and after two Israeli embassy staffers were murdered in Washington, D.C., by a terrorist who shouted Free Palestine. Well, yeah, Palestine is being occupied, but that's just semantics, right? In 2024, the ADL said it recorded a record high of 9,354 anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S., making it a 344% increase over the past 5 years. Well, maybe if you guys stop doing your douchebaggery, you guys won't be fucked with. Just saying. But remember, these are for entertainment purposes only, so don't fuck with me. Just saying. The Department of Homeland Security is working to put a stop to the deeply disturbing rise in anti-Semitic attacks across the United States. So quit your bullshit, assholes, said the DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin? McLovin? Whatever. Dumb bitch. That this money is necessary at all is tragic. Yes, because we're wasting money on some stupid assholes, but that's just my opinion, right? You're just saying this because you're just a cocksucking slut that wants to bend over backwards for these fucking people. But you're a fucking loser and a bitch, so that's just my opinion. Anyways, anti-Semitic violence has no place in this country. Not yet, but soon, soon, it will be coming here to a town near you. I can't wait. Anyways, however, under President Trump, and Secretary Noem's leadership, what kind of weird name is that? But anyways, we are going to do everything in our power, to make sure that Jewish people, is the United States can live free of the threat of violence and terrorism. But because you guys are being assholes, that's where we're going to get a double dose of douchebaggery. Just saying. The program operated through FEMA will help protect Jewish faith-based institutions from further attacks. Why? You should just let it happen because these people are doing bad. Just an opinion. And was advocated for by over 40 plus Jewish organizations, of course, they're going to be saying, give me money. But I say, no, the United States is broke. So we got no money for you bums. So take a hike, bitches.
My death was
just saying,
greatly exaggerated.
The funding was appropriated by Congress. Fucking Congress. You know what? Congress is just being overrun by these people. Yes, it looks like we have a bug problem. And they need to fumigate because these things are just taking money. And they keep on taking and taking. But because Congress is being controlled by certain people, they're just going to be sucking cock. Yes, does it taste good? Apparently it does, right? So let's see what these fuckers did. Where was I? Okay, let me start over. The funding was appropriated by Congress, douchebags, in response to a surge in anti-Semitic threats, which they brought to themselves, linked to Israel-Hamas war, which they all started themselves, right? Nice going, Israel. Just saying. More grant disbursements will follow from the NSGP. Yes, these fuckers are going to be giving more money to these people. Ain't that funny? Was this page helpful? Fuck no, this is bullshit. But yet, this is where our money's going to, right? These are so fucking stupid, but I guess we're doing this. Yeah, if you think I'm full of shit, look at this dude. This guy says the Holocaust is a myth, according to Rabbi Iron Freeman. I wonder if he's related to Sam Bankman-Fried, or whatever that fucking dude's name is. But let's see what this guy says. I'm sure this is going to be fun, right? Let's watch.
مشکل بزرگی هم داریم که بر اثر این هولوکاست تو خواب هم رفت کنیم هاست که شب بهانه هولوکاست سنیم که شده که تئولوژیش تازه بیوخ هستو.
Yeah, you see this word right here, hoax? Yeah, they should call this a hologram. Yeah, because this shit's all fake. Just like Project Bluebeam. Interesting. Uh-oh, you see? Hollywood is compromised. You see, these people use Hollywood to shape your opinion about things. So, hollow hoax. Wow, the mind boggles. Let's continue. Yeah, good thing there's a translation down there because I don't speak this Hebrew bullshit. You don't know what they're fucking saying. For all you know, they're saying, fuck you, Gunzer, over and over again. And knowing my luck, that's probably what it is. But yeah, you see, even this dude says that this shit has been taken advantage of. But hell, we don't know these things because this happened a long time ago. And like we're here in the future, from this point of view, yeah, we don't know shit. So things get changed. And unfortunately, we're the ones that suffer through these things. But let's continue. Yes, when you have truth on your side, of course you're going to be steadfast because you're the one that's actually, you know, living in reality. Unlike you guys, you're living in this fantasy land, and sooner or later, the bubble is going to pop. Just saying. Yeah, it looks like America is fucked because that orange loser is not going to do anything for America. He's going to be selling everything to another country. And that's unfortunately, we don't have people that are actually going to take care of our own interests. Yes, we need a hero. But where is this hero going to come from? You never know. He's probably right there waiting for you to summon him. God, I hope he comes here and saves us. Please do. Yes, Donald Trump is a fucking failure. He was supposed to stop these wars, but he's not doing it. He's just spinning his wheels and sucking cock. Yeah, you need to stop doing that, guy. Yeah, we need someone that's actually going to take care of the United States. Let every country take care of their own countries, and you take care of our country. Please do. But you won't, because you suck at life. Yeah, Donald Trump is nothing but a small, orange, insignificant little creature that ain't worth a fuck. Just like this little thing. Just go away and let's get us a real president. Just saying, right? Well, in the end, it doesn't matter because we get lied to over and over again from the beginning to today. These people just lie. But it doesn't matter because sooner or later, this is going to be over. And hopefully you guys are doing the best you can. So you guys take care of each other. Goodbye.
Mom.